SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Former President Donald Trump has announced on Truth Social he has agreed to debate Vice President Kamala Harris. It will happen on Wednesday, September 4th. Political commentator Ben Domenech says since Harris has become the presumptive Democrat nominee, the Biden-friendly mainstream media has changed its tone from a year ago.
There were multiple articles, columns in the Washington Post, the New York Times, and elsewhere saying that the number one thing that Joe Biden needed to do to ensure his reelection was to replace her.
The Pentagon has announced the U.S. will move a fighter jet squadron to the Middle East. Meanwhile, the BBC's Jenny Hill reports anxieties are high in Israel.
It's quiet here on the streets of Tel Aviv. People are at home, but they are uneasy. They know that potentially they're standing on the brink of a much wider regional conflict. It's worth pointing out that there have been a number of similar moments since Israel launched its war on Gaza following the attacks of October the 7th, when it's looked as though that war could explode into a much wider conflict.
That's the BBC's Jenny Hill. Of course, Israel responding to the Hamas terrorist attack on October 7th. The U.S. economy suffered an unexpected setback in July as hiring fell. Bankrate.com senior economic analyst Mark Hamrick says sell-offs are part of the flow of the financial markets in times of stress.
It was likely that a sell-off was going to occur in the stock market anyway. But this now seems to be adding, let's say, some reason to that sell-off, where we had been chalking up all kinds of, you know, daily records in the major averages, and now there's some more urgency attached to the slowdown.
The Labor Department reported Friday just 114,000 jobs were created in July, far fewer than the 175,000 being forecast by economists. This is SRN News. Vice President Harris made an appearance on a popular drag TV show.
Harris taped a cameo video appearance on the season finale of RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars. In a direct appeal to the LGBTQ community, the vice president said, quote, "Each day we're seeing our rights and freedoms under attack, including the right of everyone to be who they are and love who they love openly and with pride." Harris, who was joined by several LGBTQ icons on set, urged Americans to vote. Jeremy House, SRN News.
11 Nicaraguan pastors continue to be imprisoned amid a crackdown on Christian churches. Last December, the men were arrested on questionable charges of so-called organized crime and money laundering. They were later sentenced to at least 12 years in prison. The Washington Stand reports efforts to free the men are gaining traction on Capitol Hill. This is SRN News. U.S. health regulators have approved a blood test for colon cancer that offers a new way of screening for a leading cause of cancer deaths. In a study published in March, the test caught 83% of the cancers, but very few of the precancerous growths normally found by colonoscopy. Family members of a 12-year-old Houston girl who police say was killed by two Venezuelan men who entered the country illegally said on Friday they're supporting legislation that would limit the ability of federal immigration authorities to release such illegal immigrants.
The two men who ripped my daughter away from me should have never been here. They should have never been roaming our streets freely as they were. They now get to live another day when my Jocelyn does not.
Those comments airing on KTRK come from the mother, Alexis Nungaray. She says the system failed to protect her 12-year-old daughter. More on these stories at SRNNews.com.